Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to fill you in on a few things that are happening. All the tickets for these things are at joshearl.com.au. So, the Comedy Republic shows, we have two more shows coming up. Last week's show, if you're in the audience, one of the all-time great shows. Listeners, you'll hear that show next week in the feed, but so funny. So thank you everyone who packed out the Comedy Republic. Make sure you come there this week and the week after, 4 p.m. on Saturday. So that will be super fun. Also, Comedy Festival is coming up and I am doing two different shows. So the first one is the podcast. So we're going to do four shows at the European Beer Cafe, 6 p.m. on Sundays. So that'll be heaps of fun. Always a good time doing the podcast there during the festival. And already lining up some very, very, very good guests. So make sure you get a ticket. And also, I'm doing a show with Ben Lomas. So you know it's going to be full of comedy. But we are doing a show at the Imperial at 9:30 for the last 2 weeks. The show is called Apparently. And Ben and I are going to be trying new stuff with a little bit of old stuff, I'm doing some old stuff which didn't fit into any of my festival shows. So if you only see me during festival, it'll be all new to you. So go to joshearl.com.au for the tickets. That'll be super, super cool if I can see you all there as well. Patreon subscribers, hopefully you're enjoying listening to the live shows at Comedy Republic pretty much 24 hours after they come out. We do them live, unedited. So that's a special bonus thing. If you want to hit that, go to patreon.com/dykwia. I'll say that one more time. patreon.com/dykwia. WIA, about to record a top five with Mike Goldstein very, very soon. So that'll come out this week as well. About our top five 90s sitcoms. So that'll be super fun. Thanks everyone who's been leaving iTunes reviews. 5 stars is very, very nice of you. Thank you so much. Hopefully I see you at one of these shows. For all tickets, go to joshearl.com.au and enjoy this episode. First time into the actual podcast. Mel did a live stream, but this is the first time on the podcast. Super excited about these four. All international, all super, super funny. So go on Twitter, give them a follow if you're on Twitter, or on Instagram, give them a follow as well. And I'll talk to you on the other side of this music. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name's Josh Earl. And this week on the internet, I discovered if you type my full name into Google, that's Joshua Earl, the related searches are Columbia County Arrest List, Oregon Warrant List, and New York Sheriff Office Recent Arrests. So I hope they're three different dudes. I hope they are. Or if it's one dude, he's cool. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, thank you. Welcome. What I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest. The first time to the podcast, he shares his name with a strength and conditioning coach in South Carolina. But the one we have here just this week was announced as one of the cast of the new NBC comedy Grand Crew. So I'm very impressed he's still here to do this bullshit. Can you please welcome? It's Carl Tart. Yeah.
There's a strength and conditioning coach named Carl Tart.
Yeah. Yeah. In South Carolina. Really? Yeah.
You know, you had some easier options than that.
Who else is, do you know, who are the other Carl Tarts?
My dad and my brothers.
Oh, wow.
Well, tell them to get on LinkedIn, because that's where I found this guy.
Are they strength and conditioning coaches, though? Could be crossover.
Nah, my brother is a college student, and my dad is a postmaster of Harrison County, Mississippi.
So is your dad the original Carl Tart, or is he like the third, the fourth? Or
he's the original.
Yeah. And are you junior or the third?
I'm the third. My brother's junior, but he's got the same middle name as my dad. Okay. I don't have the same middle name as my dad.
Nice.
All right, our next guest shares her name with a student at the Singapore Management School. Can you please welcome from the Sad Tits podcast, it's Lily Michelle.
Wait, I have a same name with as who?
A Singapore Management School student. So in Singapore,
wow.
Malaysia, there's someone with your name.
That's crazy because, you know, when Snapchat first came out, I was getting a lot of weird snaps from Singapore. So this, maybe what? This is connected.
Maybe she's huge in Singapore.
Yeah. Who knows?
What would you define as weird Snapchat?
Just weird as in people I don't know.
Okay. Nuts.
Also joining us is a man who shares his name with an ex-NFL footballer who played wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks. Can you please welcome from the Air Buds podcast, it's Jamel Johnson.
Ew.
Hey, Jamel.
Oh, he's got a catchphrase.
Obviously, you knew about this guy.
Definitely. I knew about him. Did he go to Purdue?
I'm not sure. I know he's out of the league. He played for Seattle twice. He was out of the league once, then came back in, played for Seattle again, and now he's out.
I'm a bigger fan of Jamel Gay, who used to play running back for the Browns.
Okay. Is it the same spelling as your Jamel?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you try and get a Jamel Johnson top, like a jersey?
I mean, yeah, but you got to customize them, dog. And who's got that kind of bread? You got to pay $270? No.
Crazy. And finally, is a comedian who shares her name with a doctor in Nottingham and a machine operator at a glass factory in Georgia. Can you please welcome Melanie Bracewell.
Whoa. So you're going through LinkedIn. The crazy thing about LinkedIn is that you get notified when someone looks at your profile. So you think, people are like, what is this random comedian doing, like, clicking on my name?
My Google search history is wild. The amount of stuff that comes up because I've been searching pretty much every comedian in Australia, and now with Zoom, I can go international. So, yeah. If any comedian in Australia gets murdered, I'm probably going to be on the police suspect list just from my Google search. I should point out to the listener, this is like, so we're in four different cities at the minute. So I'm in Melbourne. Mel, are you in Auckland?
Yes, I'm in Auckland. It's a lot sunnier than it looks in my room.
Yeah. Jamel and Carl, you're both in LA?
Yeah, it's raining here. Yeah, both Jamel and I are dressed for the rain, as you can see.
Yeah.
And Lily, you're in New York.
I'm actually staying at my parents' house in Northern California right now.
Oh, so you're also... Oh, I've been telling you, like, New York time all the time and trying to lead up, and you should have just said, hey, I'm not going to be in New York.
I just thought that everyone else was from New York, so I just did the math in my head.
Right. I've been trying to do the math this whole time, and I'm so dumb. But then I did the math on how hot it is here today to tell you, so... You'll be in winter time. Here today, it's 95 degrees.
That's wild.
Oh, you know shit. What I forgot that you did the math, and I was like, Celsius? Yeah. Shit!
That's not crazy. That's not crazy for us, though, because last week we had some 90-degree days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't felt a 90-degree day in a while.
LA has crazy weather most of the year.
Yeah. Hey, our first game today is called Social Me Media. In this round, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it or posted it to Instagram. Your names are your buzzers. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person actually wrote the tweet or the Instagram post, they get the point. Man, you can't lose any points, but you can't buzz in for your own ones either. The first one is this one. Deleted my TikTok the moment they started suggesting me clips about lower back pain.
Mel.
Who wrote that? Yes, Mel.
Oh, God, I actually don't know. Jamel, was it?
Yeah, you are correct. That was Jamel,
But I think this is kind of cheating because Carl doesn't have Twitter anymore.
He's on Instagram, though.
Okay, all right.
He's got stuff. You got lower back pain, Jamel?
Yeah, that shit hurt my fucking feelings, bro. Like,
the computer
told me I was old. I didn't sign into TikTok and start searching that. It was just in my explore page, a doctor wrapping lower back stretches.
That's also it's also kind of offensive that I guessed it. I don't even know you.
No. It's fine. You guys are doing great. Way to win the game.
Because I actually do suffer from lower back pain, Jamel, and it is annoying.
We all do.
I'm a short man as well, and I always think back pain is a tall person's syndrome.
No, we get upper back pain, I feel.
No, we get upper back pain because we have boobs.
Yeah, oh, that's true. No. I forgot about that.
Cause I get mid back pain because I'm tall and have boobs.
Because I feel I could live with the back pain if it was because I could dunk. That would be great. I'd be like, yeah, I've got the memories of why I got it. But the fact that I'm 5'7" and just, you know, it's not
and
good.
You're probably old. I assume you kind of old. You're very, you know what I'm saying? You do thorough work. You're on LinkedIn. You can't be that young.
I turned 40 this year, Jamil.
Okay, well, there you go.
You don't look 40.
Yeah.
You go. That's how you, yeah, great. You don't get points for saying that, but yeah.
But you also know how to calculate Celsius to Fahrenheit just like off rip. So
I do. Yeah.
So
you times it by 9, times by 9, divided by 5, plus 32. That's the Celsius to Fahrenheit ratio. There you go.
That's
all right. Question 2.
Then you half your age plus 7 or something, right? Is that it?
Yeah. Question 2. Lin-Manuel Miranda looks like the personification of a foot fetish.
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
I'm going to say Lily said that one.
Yeah, you are right. The point there for Carl. Lily did say that, yeah.
I did say that.
Man, you beat me. I forgot our name was our buzzer, but I was on that too, Carl.
He does, though. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Can everyone do his little, like...
He looks like he likes to smell your feet when it's dirty and, like, you've been walking on them all day.
Oh, no.
He doesn't look like a clean guy.
He bought his shorty the toe socks, the striped toe socks from back in the day.
And he enjoys putting them on.
No.
And no one else is in the room when it happens or something.
Yeah,
right?
And then he forces you to have eye contact when you're giving him a blowjob because he just wants to feel the intimacy.
All right, question 3. Trump is just going to release a statement soon being like, taking a break from social media, got to get away from it all. If anyone needs to reach me, you have my number. Social media is toxic.
Lily, I think it's Lily. Mel.
Yeah, you are correct. That was Mel. Yeah,
it's very much in a woman's voice. He'll come back, though.
No, because you said the word toxic. I was like, that's a woman. Men don't say that.
Are we? We've been wondering if we allowed, so we just got to
say allowed. No, you guys say crazy. You don't say toxic. You say someone's crazy. You never say toxic.
I like to say nuts. You guys are nuts.
Yeah. I like to
are
say
you
berserk.
56 years old?
You guys reading a thesaurus?
I like to say a couple eggs short of an Easter basket.
All right, next question. I heard the vaccine makes your dick bigger.
Jamel.
Yes, Jamel.
It's got to be Carl Dix.
No, it's Lily. It's actually Lily. Michelle. Point there for Lily.
I thought he was doing round robin.
I'm scared it's going to mess me up.
No, it's all good. You can get to defend your tweet or your post if I say something you don't want me to put out there. Is this a way, Lily, to try and get people to take the vaccine? Is this what your thinking was?
Yeah. Yeah. And also to look at my Twitter more, because the more harsh I am on Twitter, the more people look at my Twitter.
Yeah. I love that you're like, yes, this is actually important medical advice. Yes.
It is.
Sometimes on this podcast, people get very weirded out because I only just meet them and then I read out their filthiest tweets and then they feel they have to stand up for themselves a bit.
I'm like, that's from 2015, you freak.
Yeah, I go back.
She was tweeting about the vaccine in 2004.
All right, question 5. How you don't got a mask on, but your dog's wearing a sweater?
Lily.
Yes, Lily.
It's got to be Carl.
No, that's Jamel. That was Jamel. Point there for Jamel. Wow.
It's me.
Yeah.
Does Carl not have Twitter?
No.
There's stuff coming up, though. Don't worry.
And I knew that. And I'm like, maybe you put that on an Instagram story. And I'm
that's what I thought, too. Wait, you were the one who tweeted it, Jamel. You thought that was him?
Referring to another instance.
Yeah.
Oh, the dick one.
That shit is funny, Jamel.
I mean, dog, I don't remember. Where was I? I was in D.C., saw a dude, no mask, dog with sweater on.
What is it over there at the minute with the mask protocol? In California, you have to wear them outside?
Yeah, if you don't have to wear them outside, but if you're like going into a place, you got to put it on.
Yeah.
And honestly, I be seeing people hoot and holler about not wearing masks, but everywhere I go, people got masks on. Unless you're like at like a park or something and you like spread out.
Yeah.
Like everywhere I be seeing people get mad, like I'm sick of this walking around and people aren't wearing masks. I'm like, I don't know where you walking around at, but I see people, everybody got a mask on where I'm at.
The only place they don't have masks on is on NBC television shows. Yo, SVU is playing real fast and loose with their mask rules.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor is not.
Yeah, that's a maskless program.
Yeah.
There was an episode the other day where they were recreating the bird watcher who the Karen kind of filmed him and said, stay away from me. And
oh, yeah, in mm-hmm. Central Park.
Yeah, they recreated kind of that, but people wearing masks, but there was a dead body in the scrub there when the cops came. Yeah.
They had a dead body with a mask on?
No,
no. Oh, Jesus.
So the guy, this is what they, so the guy was just saying, I'm just watching birds.
And a I'm dead dog birds. With a sweater on.
And then they went, all right, we're going to investigate. And then they found a dead body in the brambles.
Wow.
That's the SVU spin on it. Yeah. Jesus. Or maybe it was NCIS. It was one of those shows. But it was, they were all wearing masks. I saw that.
It was NCIS Kansas City. It's not out yet.
All right. Next question. I'm the Jeremy Lin of improv.
Oh, Jamel.
Mel.
That's Carl
Yes,
Tart.
Jamel.
Yeah.
Carl Tart said that.
Yeah, there you go.
He said that in a magazine or he said it in Reader's Digest or something.
I forgot what I was referring to when I said that, Jeremy Lin. Like I keep getting championships and I don't play.
You put this up as an Instagram post and it was a message between probably someone in your improv group. And you said, I can't be replaced. I'm the Jeremy Lin of improv. And then they had a thing saying, sitting on the bench, not doing much. And you went, exactly.
Like, That's what.
For all the listeners who don't follow NBA, Jeremy Lin was a very good basketballer for 6 weeks for New York Knicks and pretty good for the rest of his career. Is he still in the league? He got bounced out. Or is
he won that championship with Toronto, and I think he got cut after that and hasn't been picked up.
Yeah. Question 7. It's crazy to me that people say we're trying to have a baby, but can't say my partner is pounding me and coming in me every night.
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
I think Lily said that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, she did.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting Lily's voice right now.
Were you sorry? Your voice is easily identifiable because you're a comedy icon? Are you apologizing for being a writing genius?
Thank you for calling me an icon.
She's an auteur, like a stylistic tweeter.
Everybody an icon. Like, Twitter got icons. What is Abby but an icon?
Well, you know, if this is my legacy, then so be it.
That tweet is in the Library of Congress. You should be proud
Thank
of
you so much.
That shit is funny, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
All right, next question. Seth Rogen has made about 60 vases in the same time it took me to decide what I felt like ordering on Uber Eats.
Lily.
Yes,
Mel.
Lily. Yeah, it is Mel. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I'm more surprised you're saying Seth Rogen. What the hell?
Is it Rogan? Rogan?
Yeah. Rogan. It's Rogan.
Rogan.
No, keep saying it Rogan.
That's
Seth,
funny.
Seth Rogan.
It sounds like you're trying to say Trojan as in the condoms, but then you say it Rogan.
I love that your reference for Trojan is not the Trojan horse, but the condoms.
A little peek behind the curtain here. I was so worried about getting the TH sound right on Seth that I completely just didn't even think about Rogan.
So, wow.
Smashed it. Well, look, he's making a lot of vases. That's all I got to say.
Is that what he's doing now? Just making vases?
You can look at his Twitter, man. That's a lot of. He's got a lot of vases. They're quite beautiful, actually. He's got stacks of them. He's got a lot of flowers or something.
All right. Speaking of Rogan, Logan Paul is Joe Rogan for kids.
Logan Paul, you mean?
Yeah, Logan Paul.
Carl.
That's how.
Yes, yes, Carl.
I'm gonna say Mel said that.
No, that's Jamel.
I was going to say Jamel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
It's me. Okay. I really resonated with the white youth that tweet. went off. I had to research Logan Paul for my day job and found out he has a podcast, and his podcast is essentially like, what if Joe Rogan like never
is
grew
he
up.
The YouTuber?
Yeah, he's now boxing.
Yeah, man. He's just like, okay. He came up off like, he used to break plates online, and then his little brother knocked out Nate Robinson.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. The Paul family.
Yeah, the Paul family got some fucked up stuff happening over there. I'm working on a full scale investigation as we speak.
Is he also the one who got in trouble for filming the dead body in Japan?
So yes. That's Logan. Logan
that's
did that.
Okay. Yeah.
But everybody likes his little brother less somehow.
Which one had all the little girls in West Hollywood on the street because he gave out his address?
Oh,
wait, damn, actually, I don't know.
Shit, I don't
Crystalia.
Know.
I'm actually proud I don't know
Christ.
That.
Nah, because it was creepy as hell because like both of them are like full-ass adults, but they gave out their address on like Twitter or something like that, and the whole street was just like everybody in the neighborhood was like, all of these teenage girls are on our street all day, and it's like, that's weird.
I'm gonna give them both half credit for that.
Yeah. And our final question for this round, what is the condition called when you think all your worries and problems will be cured by owning a dog?
Lily, I think that's Mel.
Yeah, you are correct, Lily. That is
so Mel. I've done like, all of them
I'm
right about Mel.
I know, I'm such a basic
3 points
bitch.
Off Mel.
I'm such. I feel like you got my most basic bitch tweets out, and you're like, boom. I like dogs and puppies. It's so cute.
These are your most popular ones, Mel. That's
how
I
found
them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
I typed in advanced Twitter search, over 100 likes. These were
the
ones that came up.
No, that's crazy. Under 100 likes is a failure. That's not like no. They're not your like best tweets. They're just sort of what you expect.
The best ones come to the top. Anyway, at the end of that round, the scores are Mel, you're on 1 point. Okay? Carl,
you.
You're on 2 points. Jamel, you're on 3 points. In the lead on 4 points is Lily Michelle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
I did not expect that. It's because Mel and I have known each other for many, many lives.
Absolutely. We've connected.
Yeah.
All right. This round is called 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Now, we've all had jobs. Some are good. Some are not so good. Today, we're talking about a job that Carl had. Now, Carl had a job where he was trying to raise money for a company that was a scam. He hated it, but what was the breaking point when he realized that he had to quit? Was it A, one of the older co-workers there, after Carl had finished eating his lunch, looked at the food left on the plate and asked him, can I finish the rest? That's A. Was it B, there was only one toilet in the place and his boss would sit in it for ages and yell out instructions from the toilet on what Carl had to do? Even though Carl was young, he knew he was not going to take orders from a shitting man. Or C, a co-worker would bring her dog in as a support animal, but while this woman was on the phone, the dog would just continually lick the woman's feet while she made calls.
Ooh.
Now, one of these is true. You can ask Carl as many questions as you want to try and get the truth out of him. But bear in mind, he wants you to answer it incorrectly. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Was she wearing shoes?
No.
So she was not wearing shoes at her job?
Not wearing shoes. Put peanut butter on the toes.
Oh, okay, so. Oh come on.
Outrageous.
Mr. Ed style.
Okay, I feel that's even a stretch. So with the meal thing, so you're quite, do you feel like you're quite possessive over your food?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I was done with the plate, and I'm not, despite my size, I'm not that big of an eater. And so I had just kind of fiddled around on a little bit, and he looked at it and asked, like, can I get the rest of that? And I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
Okay. All right.
With the boss pooping, who do you remember who walked in the bathroom first?
He was in the bathroom first. He called me in. And he said, get in here. I need to talk to you about some stuff going on at the job.
Okay. Now, was the shit soft? Was it diarrhea or constipation?
It was solid. It was like fiber was on point.
He was holding a clear conversation. There was no...
Yeah, it was working. I wasn't in the stall. I was outside the stall.
Okay.
So he initiates a meeting. He's like, hey, I need to meet with you, bathroom, me and you.
Yeah, get in here
and
now.
Then he went into his own personal office.
Mm-hmm.
Is he like sliding paperwork under the...
Yeah. Did he feel the office was bugged or something? He had to tell you this in private. Like, here you go. Like,
he just had to go, but he needed to tell me at that point.
Was he white?
Hell yeah.
Crazy.
It's A. I vote A.
The food one was A.
Okay.
You don't have to vote altogether. You can ask more questions if you want. But if you think you know, Lily.
No, I like Lily's in the lead, and she should get to set the price on the
okay.
round. So I'm going with C. I think Carl's putting a little English on it. He is an improv champion, as he's already mentioned. Several minutes in the league. I think the lady did show up with shoes, but they were open-toe shoes. I'm going with the dog.
Okay, and Mel, what do you think?
I want to say the dog as well. I feel like he said the peanut. I'm not sure about the peanut butter thing. I reckon there is. She may not have had shoes on. Like she could have one of those people who take their shoes off in places, and it's disgusting. But
it can't be.
That
the
would
poop
be enough
one.
To quit a job.
The poop. That's the beginning of next Friday. That ain't even what happened to people. That's not real life. It can't be the poop one.
Well, Jamel, the correct answer was A. It was the eating the food. And that's his. I've got to go. So a point there for Lily, but 2 points for Carl.
Yes,
damn.
Let's go. Do I tell the story now? Do I tell the
actual story?
Yeah, tell
the story. Yeah, tell the actual story.
So when I was 16 years old, me and the homies was looking in the newspaper because, you know, we trying to buy Jordans and things. And our parents are like, no. And we stumbled on this ad that says you can make $1,200 a week just by canvassing. And so we were like, what's canvassing? So we get on Yahoo. This one, we still Yahooing at this time. And we get on Yahoo and look up what canvassing is. It's like, man, that's easy, man. We just stand outside. Like, and then it was for this company called Environment California. It's like, do you have time to talk about the environment? And you try to get people to sign up. What they didn't tell you was you don't make any money if people don't sign up. And for anybody who's ever been to a Trader Joe's or whatever the equivalent of Trader Joe's is, where Mel and Josh Earl are, like, you don't say yes to these people. They're annoying. Yeah. There are signs that they put out that say no to solicitors. Like, so, but they had us dropped off. Like, so me and my homies did it, and they separated us. They took me to Pasadena. They took the other homie to, like, El Segundo. They took the other homie to Santa Monica. And they separated us, and we had to go around and knock on people's doors to try to get them to sign up for this. I'm not that type of guy. I don't knock on people's doors. You don't do that when you're 6'3 and black in America. You don't knock on people's doors trying to get them to buy stuff. And so I am walking around, but before we start, they drop us all off in this van, and I'm the youngest person at 16. And there's like, so that we go to Baja Fresh, and everybody gets some food. And I finished my food, and the dude looks at my plate, and he's like, you going to eat that? And I was like, yeah, right? I know, right? I'm about done with it. And he's like, yo, can I get that? And I'm like, what? And he's like, if you're not going to finish that, like, can I have that food? And I was like, I guess. And this dude had to be, like, 27 at the time. Like, Jesus. And I was just like, oh, this is not the job for me. If this man has to finish my plate of Baja Fresh, which if you've eaten at Baja Fresh, it's kind of like fast cash Mexican food.
Oh yeah.
It's like rice and beans and maybe like some fish tacos or something like that. And I was done. I had picked all through it with my hands. Most of it, you eat Mexican food with your hands. And he was like, yeah, let me get that. Let me get that up off you. And he ate the rest of my food. And I was like, okay, they don't make no money at this job. So because he should have money to buy food. So I'm going to not do this.
So you lost how long?
A day. Yeah, we were done after
day.
That. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I don't count it as like my first. When people ask me, like, what was your first job? I tell them Rite Aid because I worked at a Rite Aid for a while. But that day it was like one day. And all of our parents were like, no, you're not coming back to this. Like, because they didn't know that they were like, bussing us out like out of our neighborhood and stuff like that. Yeah, it was a mess of a day.
At the end of the route, the scores are Mel, you're still on 1 point. Jamel, you're still on 3 points. Carl, you're now on 4 points, but on 5 points, still in the lead still. It's Lily Michelle.
Woo!
All right. You can get them back, though. All right. This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. So in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you'll say nah, which I'm not sure Americans say nah, but we do in Australia. You get a point if you get it right, yeah, a point to the person yeah. the fact it may or may not be about if you're incorrect.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, we say yeah.
But do you say yeah, nah, yeah?
Oh, nah. Yeah, oh, yeah, nah. Yeah,
nah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I've never said nah.
I love it. Nah. All
right. Do you say, instead of thank you, ta?
No.
All right.
Yeah, or ta could be give it to me. Like,
do you guys speak words or just sounds?
we sort of ta. Stick to one syllable.
Yeah.
It's too hot. All right, so to Carl. Now, Jamel's favourite teacher at school was a man called Coach Staples, who as well as teaching also had a side hustle as a DJ. After Jamel graduated, Coach Staples let Jamel help him out DJing, but this relationship soured when Jamel almost got them kicked out of a high school prom because Jamel got him to play the song On the Hotline by Pretty Ricky, a song all about how her moaning on the phone makes his dick long. Yeah or nah? You can ask him as many questions as you want.
I don't need to. Yeah.
Can you please ask him some so the podcast goes the full time?
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. That's true.
Okay.
Oh, wait. He's...
All right. Let me ask you this.
He's already said it's true.
It was too many details. It was a lot of really clear
like
details.
So many details.
Me and Jamel are from the same generation. On the Hotline was a jam. Like, that was the shit right there. So I'm going to ask you, what year is this? Is this 2006?
This is 2006.
Yeah. And
06 prom, Freedom High School.
And Freedom,
I'm holding Freedom crates. What did you say?
Yeah. Is it a private school?
No. Public school.
Oh, it's public school. And they tripped out. On the
Uncensored version.
Okay.
They wasn't fully ready. I didn't realize. Like, yeah.
Like the lyric is the uncensored. The censored version is, you got the sexy moan that turns your boy on, but the unedited is you got the sexy moan that makes the dick long.
Dick long. Yeah.
Right.
And so you played that one, and so I'm gonna say yeah.
Yep. As we've established, you are correct. Yes, Carl. Yeah. So, when it was playing, Coach Staples knew straight away they'd done the wrong thing?
No, we both were like, so he's DJing. I am his apprentice. And things are going fine. But I'm like, yo, it's 06. You got to fucking play fucking On the Hotline. Are you kidding? It's about that time. And didn't check, didn't buy the Walmart version of the Pretty Ricky CD. He's like, oh, I have it on my computer already. Let's go. Plays it, and then, you know, they get about verse and a half in, and all the school administrators was like, nah, pull it. And the prom went nuts. They were going fully off.
That was the jam that year.
We were very pleased with ourselves for about 60 seconds. We were like, damn, look at this. And then almost got, you know, kicked out of the county.
Did you finish out your apprenticeship with Coach Staples?
I mean, it was one and done from there. We finished the evening, and then, you know, we went our separate ways.
That's cool. All right, so Carl got a point there. So to Jamel. Now, Lily is a big fan of the UK show Love Island, but has had to stop following a lot of the cast on social media due to multiple occasions of the dudes on the show sliding in her DMs and shooting their shot. Yeah or nah?
Not as many details. How many times has this happened, Lily?
Twice.
Twice? Yeah, that is one too many. Not the most attractive men on the show, or is it just annoyed? Are you just annoyed because it's wild, unprofessional of them?
It's just kind of not going to happen because they live across the world, you know?
Sure.
And they're not the ones that I like, because the ones that I like are in relationships. And so I've seen them, you know, I've gotten to know them over the past couple weeks. I know everything about them because the camera's on them 24/7. So it's not someone that I would even consider dating.
It is pretty funny to still shoot, even like knowing that the person you're trying to holler at knows everything about you already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does take a certain amount of nuts, stupid nuts, but nuts.
I mean, these aren't the smartest people.
Yeah. When's the last season you watched?
Season 4.
What season are they on now?
I think season 6. I stopped when Caroline Flack died.
All right, I'm going to say yeah.
She died.
Yeah.
She killed herself.
Ooh.
Because of the show or just separate?
So basically in the media, they like said that she was abusing her boyfriend and then she had to quit the show. And then while they were filming the season that she wasn't a part of, she was the host of the show, she killed herself.
Damn. Well,
wow. Wow, shit.
You know,
Jamel, what do you think after that?
Well, yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
You are incorrect. That is not true. But Lily, big fan of the show, right?
I love the show. I mean, I stopped watching it, but I used to love it a lot.
Is I would true? Feel like the thing I would be annoyed about would be if I loved the show and then the guys on it were sliding to my DMs. I'd be like, spoilers. You obviously don't end up with that person. Damn it.
But is it true you would get a friend in the UK to, like, fast track him to you in Dropbox?
I would. If someone from Love Island hit me up, I would fly to them in a heartbeat. I literally don't care who it is on the show. I need the story. I could tell it on stage forever. Wow. I'm doing it.
Hopefully, some of them listen to the podcast.
Even the Australian ones. Anyone on Love Island, I'm here for it.
Oh, don't say that. They will really come. All right. So a point there for Lily. Now, to Lily. Mel got blocked from Wikipedia for editing the pages of celebrities so it looked like they were written in the first person. Yeah or nah?
No.
You gonna ask some questions? Straight away.
Which celebrities?
Straight nah.
You gonna say nah straight away?
Yeah, which celebrities, Mel?
Quite big celebrities. Like I think I remember doing it to like Brad Pitt or something, and you just write it so it's like instead of Brad Pitt was born here, you go, I was born here. Make it look like they've just gone, like very big celebrities have gone and it made their own Wikipedia page about themselves.
So Brad Pitt, how many people did you do it to?
I think me and my sister did it to like 3 or 4 pages. But then quickly, like, there's people that jump on there and tell you off and you get warnings and then you get your IP gets blocked from Wikipedia.
And Brad Pitt and who else?
I was like 15, so I can't remember all of them. But it was like big Hollywood celebrities, essentially. I think there was one New Zealander, like, which was like a broadcaster called John Campbell, who we edited.
Do you think Brad Pitt ever looks at his own Wikipedia? Do you ever think he's ever curious, going, I wonder what's on here?
No. There's no way.
There's no way he would ever Google himself.
I don't know. I reckon sometimes might be curious.
I think that's why I thought I'd get away with it. You would Google yourself, but you wouldn't go on Wikipedia because it just tells you your whole life story that you already know.
Yeah, true. Exactly. There's no opinions. It's supposed to be all facts.
Okay. I'm starting to think it's true, but yeah, I think it's true. Yes.
Lily, you are correct. That was a true story. Yeah, she did do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my sister did all sorts of stupid shit. We'd always like edit our friends, like somehow get their passwords to their Bebo accounts and like edit them as well. It was terrible.
What got me is when you said you and your sister did it, that's when I was like, okay, it's true.
Yeah, true, exactly.
Because if it was just you, I'd be like, no, she's not just sitting there by herself like giggling now. Like, it's not like a fun thing to do. But you and your sister at 15, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so now to Mel. When Carl was 5 years old, his mum would take him to the movies but try and get him in on a toddler ticket. This worked for a while until one day Carl, right in front of the cashier, said to his mum, so how old am I today, mum? Yeah or nah?
This is interesting to me because, Carl, I feel like you've like revealed that you were like, you developed quickly. Like you were 6'3" at like 16 or 15 or something, right?
Yeah.
So you're quite a tall toddler then.
Yeah, I was a big boy.
did they ever like look at you strangely? Or because the thing that I think is like people who work at the movies are just like 17-year-old people who don't care.
Yeah, they were young. They were young kids. My mom's young too. So like at this time, she was like, let me see, if I was four or five years old, she was like 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
And so she looks young. She looks crazy young. I'm a big kid. And this is at the Silver Screen in the Edgewater Mall in Biloxi, Mississippi. And it was the movie theater had like round tables that you would sit at and eat pizza and drink soda during the movie.
Yeah.
And so this is like 93. So I'm like 4 years old. Free Willy is out. And my mom is taking me to see Free Willy, or Free Willy 2, I think.
Shit, and, you have so many details. I can't, but I don't know America. So I'm like, I don't know. You have tables at your movie theaters, I guess.
I think the cutoff was like two or three. It's just this specific theater. I think the cutoff was like 2 or 3 years old. And my mom, like, she would like school me in the car before we would go. Be like, if they ask, you tell them that you two. Tell them you two.
You were just like goo goo gaga or something.
Yeah, so you can get in for free. You tell them that you two, or tell them that you three. And so she didn't school me that day. And so we driving over there, and we get to the counter, and I'm like, wait a minute, how old am I today, Ma? Like, how old am I supposed to be today? And so, okay.
Wow. If this is a lie, you're very good at lying. I feel like it's true.
I am a master improviser.
Oh, yeah, to Jeremy Lin. But you are correct, Mel. That is a true story, yes.
I knew once you said lying about being a child. Yeah. No, yeah. I know this. I know this story.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that was like I was on the bus, and then like some lady was like getting a ticket for her kid, and it was like, oh, he's a kid. She's like, no, but I'm 7. She's like, all right, fine. Once they're like stupid enough, they like grow to be stupid enough to foil the ruse.
My dad was like this, always trying to save a dollar with us kids. And so we, before like the fair would come into town, we'd go down, we'd collect all the cans and bottles that my dad had, and you'd get like 5 cents a can for it, and that would be enough for us. But as we were driving to the fair or the show, he would say, all right, we can pay to get in and you don't get as many rides, or we can all jump the fence and not tell your mum and you get 3 extra rides. What are we going to do, boys? And we're all like, we're jumping the fence. And so my dad is, if you pay for the fare, you're an idiot. Like, you just got to jump the fence, got to find a spot to jump, and you got 3 extra rides.
You gotta start a podcast called Gas Ghetto Australia Shit.
Yeah. Well, I say this on stage, but I grew up very working class, and I don't know if you know what pink soup is. This is something that I've talked about on the podcast before, which is like, so we would have like hot dogs, but we call them saveloys here a lot.
What? The saveloy?
Saveloy, yeah. It's like,
mean like cocktail sausages. Like
cocktail sausages, but they're bigger than the cocktail ones. They're full
size. You guys
size.
Just like ruined the language that was provided.
But the water you would like boil them in, like cook them in, would turn pink because the coating on the hot dogs and the saveloys were red, and so you'd have that as a little like dipping bowl next to your saveloys and your hot dogs, and that would be like in a little side bowl.
Oh,
and we would
wow.
have that. And that's when I try and explain to people that's how poor I was growing up. They're like, nah, that's like Oliver Twist bullshit. Like, that's not. Yeah.
That's cartoon. And you were eating cartoon hot dogs. Cartoons, hot dogs with the red casing. That's very, like, super throwback.
How are you talking about Vienna sausages? What we call them, or, well, I'm country.
Yeah.
Vienna sausages.
Yeah, I was going to be Vienna.
No. That we call them Savs because it's Australia, so we shorten it. So, yeah.
Wow, the borders may be closed, but I feel like I'm feeling so worldly right now.
You're right here. You're right here. All right. At the end of that round, the scores are, Mel, you're on 2 points. Jamel, you're on 3 points. Carl, you're on 5 points, but extending her lead now on 7 points, it's Lily. Oof.
Nice.
All right. This is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers again. You get a point if you get it right. A point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go. Question one. whose dad thought the Q in the LGBTQI plus stood for Queens?
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Lily's dad.
You are correct. Yes, it was Lily. Yeah. Point for Carl. Yeah. Did you correct him?
Yeah, but I still prefer it if he says Queens.
My dad was like, what does cray mean? Because of that, like, JC song. He's like, cray. Is that short for cray cray? I was like, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, next question. Who met their first kiss by meeting the person on the site Omegle?
Lily.
Yes, Lily.
I'm going to go with Carl.
No, that was Mel. Mel did.
Oh,
that.
Fuck.
It was so weird. He like,
yeah, what's Omegle? Yeah. Yeah.
So Omegle was like chat roulette, but there was like more like penis bands on it. So like if you would whack it off.
It made a comeback. It's really popular right now.
Yeah, it is. And you just like connect with a random stranger. And it was just the text one, but he lived like literally in my neighborhood. It was very strange.
Yeah. Because there's a connection, because Jamel met... Like, his first hookup was he met on MySpace. Is that true, Jamel?
Wow. That is true. I love you said there's a connection, like, as if it was me and Jamel on Omegle.
Yeah.
I had a MySpace girlfriend, too.
Uh-huh. Was she in your top eight?
She was in my top eight, and we hadn't met yet. I was a real lame ass for that one.
So classic. just like a pen pal, just talking, but not...
Yeah. But she like, went to school. We met later in life.
Oh, okay.
But, like... At the time, it was just like, we just talked every night on MySpace.
I had many a Tumblr boyfriend. Yeah.
I like how Lily sniffed that out of me. Like, ah, he, this guy's a loser.
Hold on, are you calling me a loser?
Yeah, what the hell?
So, in my other research as well, Lily, during lockdown, during quarantine... You've reached out to your high school crush. Is that true?
I've reached out to my forever crush, okay? I still have a crush on him. Wow. I've had a crush on him since I was 12 years old. He has no idea I have a huge crush on him. But I just started responding to his stories. And he responded back once, and then he just kind of kept liking my responses and not engaging.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, damn. Yeah. What's he doing now?
Yeah.
So he lives in the UK, but he's from Barbados. So I think he's in Barbados right now, but I'm not sure.
And did you also reach out to your bully as well?
Yeah, I reached out to a lot of people. My bully, well, she wasn't too keen on talking, so she blocked me.
Oh, I used to work in radio, and my like primary school bully like. Called up to win a prize, and I was like, no.
It's amazing. So funny.
All right, next question.
I would have made them wait on the phone. I would have been like, okay, just wait 10 minutes. Like, we'll be right back. We're going to, and then we just like never pick up again.
Next question. Whose most exciting celebrity encounter was a DM conversation with Steve from Blue's Clues?
God.
Yes, Carl.
Jamel.
No, that's also Mel put there for... Oh wow. Carl. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Jamel, Mel low-key has, like... What is the word that she's just been involved in, like, every situation? What am I trying to think about?
Because
the other day you posted a picture, the Giancarlo Esposito banana picture.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, when I was, like, 15, and, like, he was, like, a little bit famous from Breaking Bad. But like not.
John Carlos a legend. What you talking about? You seen Fresh?
No. Oh well, I have never seen Fresh to be fair. But he came to like Armageddon. This is the thing: is that he came to the Armageddon Expo in New Zealand, which is like Comic Con, but like there's one celebrity that comes essentially, and he was like the celebrity of that year. So that's why it like looks like it's taken like a photo studio. I paid like $40 for that photo. I didn't like stumble across him like in a studio, you know.
How much of Comic-Con in New Zealand is just, like, Lord of the Rings background actors?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It is a little bit like that. But there are a few. Mostly we get, like, voice actors that come over and, like, and like comic book designers and things. Yeah.
Next question. Whose first grade teacher was a massive racist?
Jamel.
Yes, Lily.
That's got to be Carl.
That is Carl, yes.
Yeah. It's like, mine was too. Everything that happened to Carl also happened to me.
We live similar lives. Miss Beery was her name.
Miss Beery?
Miss Beery. Okay. B-E-E-R-Y at Central Elementary School, Pascagoula, Mississippi. She one day gave us a lecture on the words ask and axe. You know, we were a little kid. We were first graders. Yeah. And somebody was like, ask her this or ask a question, something like that. And she was like, I'm going to stop class right now, kids. I'm going to stop class right now. And it's mostly just the blacks I'm talking to. It's just the blacks.
God. Oh, then she tripled
shit.
Down.
It's mostly just the blacks I'm talking to. It's ask, not axe. And we, you know, like, Kevin Hart's kind of got a joke this like this where he, you know, exaggerates what the teacher says. Like, and we definitely, all the black kids went home and was like, Miss Beery was like, oh, you dumbass black kids. And our parent, it was like five parents the next day at school, like,
and
pissed.
You know, she thought she was, like, being good by saying mostly. Like, she's, like, giving herself a pass because she said the word mostly. Like, she's like, not all, just a thing.
Yeah. She had been teaching at that school for, like, she definitely was teaching at that school before it was desegregated.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Far out.
And so she definitely, if she's still alive today, I bet you.
She's dead. You
she
know
stormed
she's
the
dead.
Capitol. Yeah, she's probably dead. She's old as hell back then.
She stormed the Capitol. Yeah.
They wheeled her into the Capitol.
Yeah.
I had a teacher when I was in year eight, so I was like 13, 14, and he was English, and he was very close to retirement, and he was angry at our spelling, so he made us do a spelling test. And the first letter, he was like, air. And we're like, can you put that in a sentence? And he goes, I'm asking you to write the word air. And so we all wrote A-I-R, air, thinking he was saying air. And then we all got it wrong. He said, no, I was saying the first letter of the alphabet, A. I can't believe you all failed this. And we're like, that's on you. You can't be like...
That's crazy.
If you've got a really thick accent, you can't be blaming us kids in Tasmania going, oh, we didn't know. Like, yeah.
That's a lesson out there for you educators. Be racist against white people.
No, I was at a comedy club and my friend was surrounded by these young white girls, and I go up to him and I'm like, Sherrod, what's with you and all of these white girls? You're always around white girls. And one of the girls was like, who are you calling a white girl? And I was like, you bitch, like, you're white.
Oh, damn.
So I just think if you just call them white, they get really offended now.
That is, no, that you can't, like, if you call a white person white or racist, they lose it.
Yeah, but, like, you're white. You've called me brown my whole life, so I'm allowed to call you white.
I remember one time I did a show in, like, white Baltimore, like, you remember season 2 of The Wire, where it was, like, all white people and they was at the docks?
Yeah.
It was, like, that part of town. Season. Yeah, it was like that part of town, and I, like, 10 minutes into a 20-minute set, I've mentioned I was black, and, like, the crowd was like, whoa, audibly, like, whoa, take it easy. We didn't sign up for this. I'm like, damn, y'all, hold up, y'all didn't know I was black yet?
Can I just backtrack when I said worst season, second worst season, season 5's worst? Okay, just so I had that on record. Okay. All right. Next question. Who here, while on the road, once slept on 2 inflatable pool rafts? This was their bed. Yes, Mel.
Was that Jamel?
It was Jamel, yeah. Point there for Mel, yeah.
I was going to say Carl, but then Carl was the previous one, and then I was like, okay, maybe, I don't know. Oh.
I should be super identifiable, yeah. I was doing shows in Philly, and by shows, I mean open mics that I had just emailed, you know, my way on type shit. And one of my best friends from high school, she moved up there. So I'm like, hey, get to see the homie, do some shows, Blasey Bloom. And she invited me to stay at her place. And we are homies. I never wanted to bone at any point in this process. Truly my dog. And she's like, come stay. I got a bed for you. You know, she offered. I could have got a hotel room. And this bitch put a fitted sheet on 2 pool rafts that she bought. I'm like, nigga, I have money. You didn't have to do this. I would have come hung out.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a depressing. Did she have to inflate them in front of you? Like,
no, I showed up. She tried to act like she was like being accommodating. She's like, here you go. Like, I blew them up already. I'm like, dog, this sucks.
Oh, man.
All right, next question. Who was a junior tennis player and was even ranked in the top 100 for their age?
Jamel.
Yes, Jamel.
I'm going to say Lily. I'm just going to toss one.
You are correct, though. That was Lily.
Let's go.
How did you know
the
that?
Most athletic.
You just have to look. I want to know how you knew that because I've never talked about that.
You're number 59 in Toronto. Under 12.
How do you know that? That's so crazy.
That's wild.
Whoa. Hold on. Wait. I just realized what just happened. You didn't even tell this fool? And he just shut up? What the hell?
You're like insane at research. Like I've literally like told people like briefly like, oh, I used to play tennis. But no one has, like, I haven't talked about that in so long.
That's crazy.
It's out there on the internet. Wow. I should also point out, I have worked for many years as a librarian as well. So I research, I'm all over it.
Well, the FBI should hire you. That's what I'm saying.
Should be a contract tracer.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, you used to play tennis until you did your knee.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Until you did your knee.
Damn, you knew about the MCL tears? This is nuts. This is turning into fucking Nardwar. I didn't know this was going to be Nardwar.
This is wild. Yeah, I tore my meniscus, so I haven't played tennis in like over 10 years.
Damn.
Sorry for bringing it up.
That's okay. It's okay. I'm more just amazed that like this stuff is on the internet.
So good. You just thought I was going to talk about like your cum tweets, but now, no.
Yeah. Fuck.
All right, next question. Who had the manager of a very famous comedian contact them, and this person thought it was to open for them, but it was to try to score some mushrooms?
Jamel.
Yes, Jamel.
I'm going to say Mel.
You are correct. Yeah, not putting it for Jamel.
I was going to say come Mel, on, but man. I was scared.
Dude, some weirdo coming to Australia? It's like, come on, I need to try to
yes,
make it happen.
It's true. Who was it? It makes most sense. I feel like I don't want to say, but I feel like it doesn't really matter because it's like part
matter.
Of their brand. Yeah. It was Eric Andre.
Oh yeah.
And so like his manager.
He cares the least.
Yeah, I know. But it was more sort of like the producer was like, can I get a hold of you? He's like kind of like last minute need to get a hold of you. And I was like, oh wow, like he's in town. He must want me to open for him.
Are you like, the mushroom connect?
Well, no, this was the weirdest part of it. I was like, I haven't even done mushrooms in my life, but thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, me.
For, like...
Yay, me neither. Hey, Mel. Hey, hey, Mel. Same.
But yeah, it was pretty funny.
Did you hook him up?
I didn't hook him up, but I like said, here's who you should message instead of me.
And
well, like another
Tim,
comedian.
And was it Tim Batt?
Yes, it was. Oh yeah. My God. I think he tweeted about it as well, maybe.
Okay. All right, next question. Who once saw a man dressed in a full costume of the DC character Darkseid have a breakdown because he lost his kids?
Shit. Mel.
Yes, Mel.
I'm going to say Lily.
No, that was Jamel, a point
damn
off.
Damn it.
Mel.
Shit. Yeah. Do I lose a point?
You
yes.
Lost, yeah, this round you lose points.
Shit. Mm. Fuck. No, I was like, thought because Lily was so good at this game and she hadn't buzzed in. I was just going, well, it's got to be her. But damn it. Shit.
Nah, it was me. Also, one he pulled. That was a super duper research man. What happened? Okay, so I was doing like a man on the street bit at this comic book convention. The gig was for, it was to be played at the TVs at baggage claim. At like DCA and Dulles Airport on mute, and I'm doing a man on the street, and the comic book shit is going fine and just hanging out between takes. A 6 foot plus, like bigger than you, Carl, maybe your height, older black dude, full blue makeup in a like a animatronic robot suit. I just hear him yelling, from the distance. He's like, hey, all right, look, I'll take all the pictures y'all want after I find my kids. As soon as I find my kids, I will take all of the pictures you want me to. And I about lost it.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you why I found this one, Jamel, because you sent me a link to you telling another story about working for Master's Tuxedo, but the link was to the song, the Pretty Ricky song. Like, it was the same link both times. So I had to go try and search it for this costume shop one, and then I found this story. So just so you know, that's why.
Wow.
The story's there. There you go. All right, next question. Who, when I asked them something interesting about themselves, replied with, I have eaten McDonald's in 4 different countries?
Lily.
Yes, Lily.
I think that's Carl.
That is Carl, yeah. Put them Lily, yeah.
Sure. Smooth.
I had McDonald's in Amsterdam, and it felt gourmet. It was so delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
So, see, I lived in Amsterdam for a year, and that McDonald's was dog shit. In my opinion.
Interesting. Okay. Wild. Fuck me.
Okay.
Kiss my ass, Lily. That's what you do.
Oh my god, it's a he said, she said situation.
So the 4 countries, Carl. Let's go best to worst then, in your opinion.
Best to worst? America.
Okay,
well,
America's best.
Really?
Best.
America's the worst McDonald's.
Nah. You just gotta go to the right one. They're different. Canada.
Okay.
Belgium, Amsterdam. All right, Netherlands. The Netherlands was.
Belgium, are they doing stuff with their fries there? Are they doing like the cheese and gravy on their fries? Or I guess
they did
Canadian.
Have that. I did. That's Canadian. I didn't get that when I was in Canada, but it all tasted like McDonald's. I'll tell you this, Lily, that's why I say this. They still do heat lamps in Europe, and we can't do that over here anymore. Like, heat lamps are like outlawed out here.
Oh, so, I don't know. When I went, it was like so delicious. It was last year.
That's wild. Burger, like, when maybe they finally outlawed the heat lamps then. Because when I was over there, I would like grab like a quarter pounder or something, like on my way home from a show. And it would be so trash. Like it had been sitting out all day. And
it felt so fresh.
Also, Mel, not that many countries. I'm American. We don't go
nowhere. Yeah, true. That's fair.
We don't need to go nowhere.
I live on an island.
Four states.
Like totally. I get it. But it was very funny to make that your, like, exciting fact. I don't know. We live on an island. We just want to get off it all the time.
Yeah, I'm only, I don't need to go nowhere, baby. I'd be excited to go
McDonald's
eat McDonald's
in one country.
North Dakota.
Yeah.
It's true.
When I see a combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell, go nuts.
Let's go.
And our final question for the game, who here is lactose intolerant, so has loved quarantine because, in their words, there is no better time to have diarrhea?
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Is that Lily?
That is Lily, yes. Mel, yes.
I only guessed that because in the other story, you were like asking about the consistency of the shit. Like, that was something you were fascinated with.
Yeah. It's just, it's free reign. I'm having yogurt every day. I have regular milk, cheese, everything, because I'm home, so why not?
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Mel Bracewell on 3 points, Jamel Johnson on 5 points, Carl Tart on 5 points, but our winner on 8 points is Lily Michelle. Well done, Lily.
Thank you. I can't believe you found out my real last name and then found out all these facts about me.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it wasn't your
speech,
real name.
Speech.
My full name is Lily Michelle, and then I have a last name, but I don't publicize it because I have, like, family and stuff.
Oh, I didn't find your last name, did I?
Oh, you didn't? I don't know.
I just Lily Michelle on LinkedIn and the Singapore woman. Have you been thinking about that the entire time? Just going, how the fuck does this creep know my surname?
I'm truly shocked that you found out that not only did I used to play tennis, but that I suffered from a knee injury, which prevented me from playing tennis.
You talked about it on another podcast.
Oh.
That's how I found.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So don't panic. It's all good.
I literally was like, this guy is the best researcher I've ever met in my entire life.
Don't worry. I'm happily married on the other side of the world. You're safe. You don't have to lock your windows and stuff. Hey, because you win though, Lily, you get to plug whatever you want to promote first. You've got a podcast. You got your Twitter.
That's what I win, is I get to plug first.
Yeah.
They're going to mail you some Vegemite. They're going to mail you some Vienna sausages, some Velopolis.
And Hemsworth will be around soon.
Savaloys.
Yeah. Savaloys, yeah.
Well, you can follow me at Lils Michelle, LilsMichelle, and you can follow me on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Excellent. Jamel, where can people find you?
I'm at Nonprofit Comic on Twitter. It's BroccoliHouse.com and at Airbuds Pod for any basketball comedy-related needs that aren't connected to Carl Tartt's.
Carl, where can people find you?
I deleted Twitter because it's toxic. And even
say,
though
Lily, men do say toxic. Say
I was about to say that, but I didn't want to interrupt him. But yeah,
men wow, do Carl. Say toxic. Twitter sucks ass.
I love Twitter.
And but I'm on Instagram because you can see ass on there. And Instagram and at Damn It Carl. I also host another basketball podcast called The Flagrant Ones. There is no beef between Airbuds and Flagrant Ones.
We it's all love. Familial.
We are quite familial. I love going on the show. They don't
fruit
have me
basket
on
the way.
I rock my tea. I want to do a project with Jamel that I haven't talked to him about it yet, but we have very similar backgrounds. I feel like we could make something great.
Does seem like it.
Yeah. And other than that, man, I just be out here. In Mel's DM. She don't respond no more, though.
Wow.
Thanks, Gar. And Mel, where can people find you?
Well, you can find my ass on Instagram. or you can find me on LinkedIn, obviously. I just Melody Bracewell on most things. Or Melodoodle. I don't know. TikTok or something. Or Twitch. Right. Actually, Twitch. Follow me on Twitch. Melody Bracewell. Excellent.
Hey, thanks everyone for doing this. You guys have been lots of fun. I'll see you next time. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.